What's up, everybody? This is the Cool Concept Podcast, episode 2, season 2. So today we have a special interview on the Cool Concept Podcast. DeAndre Moffett, CEO of Pulse Manga Publishing. Today we talk about how he started Pulse Manga, the Pulse Manga category, and him getting respects to Sadie AM and North Caesar, and more. So stay tuned.
This episode is sponsored by All Ages of Geek. Unites the geek of all ages with anime, gaming, Dungeons & Dragons, and all of geekdom. So visit allagesofgeek.com.
Hi there! I'm Goku. I'm training right now while listening to Cool Concept Podcast. It's awesome! Available on Anchor, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, and more. Oh, whoops. Lost track of time. I have to get back to training. Hope you enjoy the episode.
This is a Cool Concept Podcast with your boy Mika Miles, aka Domanga. And today we have a special guest, owner of a manga publisher company, DeAndre Moffett.
Hey.
Manga. What's up, man?
How's it going?
I'm just chilling here.
Same.
Bored as hell, man. Just bored as hell.
Yeah, me too.
In Canada, we have the lockdown going on here, and it's just I'm getting to the point that, you know, I'm getting insane over here. So tell me about yourself, DeAndre.
Oh, man. I'm 30.
Okay.
30 last month.
Nice. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. I've got 6 kids.
Nice.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah. Huge family, right?
Big family. Married, you know. Good. What else is there to know about me aside from Pulse Manga? Manga was not my dream. It's not what I thought I was going to end up doing.
So, what were you supposed to do? What do you feel like you were supposed to do at first than the manga scene?
Growing up, I was a R&B singer. I used to open up for Jim Jones and things like that. And I had a kid and that changed everything. So I decided that I wanted to be a dad and focus on that. And, you know, traveling and tours and things like that, I felt like it would take me away from my family. So I gave it up.
Wow. I wouldn't say making a family do you feel like making a family was your original dream, or was it your hip hop career was your first?
I wanted to be a singer since I was 5, so mm-hmm. that was my dream from the get go. Like, I didn't look at anything else. Like, everybody's always like, oh, you know, prepare for after school or prepare for what you're gonna be, and I'm like, I'm gonna be a singer. I don't need to go to college. I know what I'm going to do. So I didn't really have a backup plan or anything. That's what I was going to be. And then at 17, I had a surprise. And it was like, okay, I guess I got to start taking things serious. And, you know,
nice.
Be a dad.
I mean, it's always a great thing to be a dad. So,
yeah, I love it. I'm not trading for the world.
Exactly. All right. So where did your love from manga begin?
If I'm being completely honest, I didn't even really know manga existed until I was about 13, 14, when I just happened to wake up one night and Tsunami was on and Dragon Ball Z was on.
Wow.
And I started watching. I'm like, oh, this is cool. But I still, like, it still didn't register to me what it was exactly until my early 20s. Like, I knew, like, to me, it was a cartoon. Like, I didn't think of it as anything other than a cartoon. I've never really been into, at the time, comics or manga. So it was just a cartoon to me. And then in about 2011, I decided to make a Dragon Ball fan manga. And it was called Dragon Ball SQ.
That's like, as everybody, like, probably first manga. Yeah, go ahead.
So I did that for a couple years, and you know, I started getting fans, doing animations, things like that. And I was like, you know, this is cool and all, but it's a fan project. I can only go so far with it. And I was like, I should really try to do something original. And that's where Fallen Angel came in. And when I started working on that, at the time, I had a few friends, Elias Arts on Instagram. I was real close with him. We got close through my Dragon Ball fan manga. And Daddy's on the phone. Can you go in there? And I I was also friends with another guy named Alejandro. And him and I, all three of us were talking. I was like, you know, we should all just put our manga together and make a magazine. And they were like,
wow.
Oh, okay. And at the time it was called Plus Manga, but it was the plus sign.
Okay, that's cool. All right, we'll talk about that a little bit later. So yeah, you're a creator of Fallen Angel. Like, how did, like, you know, how did that, like, you know, the creation process, like, begin with Fallen Angel?
The funny thing is, I don't really have a process to it. It just kind of
came to your head?
Popped in my head. I was at work. I drive bus, and I was at work, and I was turning a corner, just thinking, and I was like, oh, I'm going to write this down. So as soon as I stopped, I started writing it down. And when I got off of work, I did some sketches and I sent them to Elias, and he was like, oh, that's a pretty okay concept. And I'm like, yeah, it's just bare bones right now. Watch what I do with it, you know? And, and that's just, it just went from there.
Wow. So where is it available at, right? Where is Fallen Angel available at, so you can just tell the fans where it is?
Every Pulse Manga series is available on our website, pulsemanga.com. If you just click the read manga section button, it's like right in your face when you go on the site. You can go down in all of our chapters. The first two chapters of every series is free. And then after that, they're 99 cents. Unless it was a free issue, then they'll be free.
Nice. Okay. Cool. When I first talked to you, you had the name Plus Manga. And I noticed when I searched it online, I was like, okay, search Plus Manga. It searched the engine of Manga Plus.
That's why we changed.
So I was gonna mention that to you earlier, but I figured that you already knew, so yeah. But speaking of your manga publishing company, what made you create Pulse Manga altogether?
Well, realistically speaking, in the West, there's not really, there at the time at least, there weren't really any publishers around that I knew of, because it was, what, 2014, early 2014. I didn't really know of anybody else, and I knew that it was difficult for foreigners to get into, like, Shonen Jump or a Japanese publishing thing. So I was just like, I want to create a place where anybody can go. Like, it's not just, oh, like, Shonen Jump was at the time more so exclusive to Japanese creators. And I was like, I want to create a place where mangaka from all over the world can go. It's just, it's not like your chances aren't going to be low just because you aren't from America, or, you know, things like that. And that's pretty much why I did it.
Okay. All right. Do you feel like you guys have, you know, competition, like, every single day? Like, there's like stuff like, you know, North Caesar and then there's Saturday AM. Do you feel like they're a competition to you?
Nor Caesar, I wouldn't really put in a competition feel because they don't really do our kind of titles. They're more seni, more mature, and we're more so shonen. Saturday AM, I guess you could say that it's a competition there, but I really tried my best not to pay any attention to any of that and like just let them do their own thing. We do our own, like we've talked, we've been cool. I think in their in their upcoming thing is called Saturday Wars, there's some of our characters in there, so just try to keep it civil. We're all indie, we're all working for the same thing, we can work together.
Yeah, we're all I feel like we're all like a huge big community. I'm a huge fan of you guys as well, Pulse Manga. I'm a huge fan of Saturday AM. I'm a huge fan of North Caesar. So I feel like all of us as a community should, you know, I know, understand that there's like competition between the three of you, but I feel like as like supporters, fans, we should all come together because this is, you three are the reason why there's what's the word? There is diversity in the West here when it comes to manga. So I'd like to thank you guys, thank you for making this manga company for the people that really need certain character reputation that represents them and everything else. So thank you. Thank you, man.
No problem. Just doing what we like to do.
That's cool. That's cool. I also spoke to Inupen. I said the same thing. Like I said, we should be together as a community. But also shout outs to Inupen on this. So
most definitely.
Yeah. Do you think diversity needs to be shown more in the manga industry?
That's a tricky one. It's a yes and a no for me. I feel it's a yes in terms of it's lacking, but it's there. It is there, but there's also the fact that those titles are made in Japan by Japanese people who don't really see other people, other cultures.
Yeah.
Like, for people like us, you know, or I'm not sure, are you in America?
I'm in Canada.
Close enough. So for people like us, we see multiple races, multiple cultures every day. So for us to make a series and not include that diversity, we're lying to ourselves. My children are black, white, Hispanic. They're mutts, and that's just my kids. You know, like, this world, this country is full of every race, every culture, all of it. So, like, why not include it?
I also feel like, you know, I understand, like, the Japanese don't even see their different or multicultural people over in Japan. But I also feel like they pander too much to the West as well. Like, they pander too much to white,
they whitewash a lot of characters.
Whitewash. Yeah, I don't want to be like, you know, controversial. I'd be like, you know, but
a Japanese kid, you're gonna see a blonde hair, blue eyes. That's natural. You're not gonna see that, but that's Naruto.
Exactly, exactly. I do agree with that. I just feel like I feel like there's not many black people, but they're there.
Well, they're definitely there. But the thing for me with that is I'd rather them not do it, because when they do it, they don't know us. They don't know how we act. They know what they see in rap videos and movies and things like that. So they're doing the stereotypical version of a black person versus what we're. True. I feel like for us as a people, if we want representation, we need to do it ourselves. Because we know our people.
True, true.
That's pretty much how
I do. You have a point. Yeah, you have a point there. I don't know. Like your example, like Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. Did you see how they did us? Like,
yes.
In a way.
What was his name?
They did us.
Officer
wrong.
Black.
They did us wrong. Yeah, and Mr. Popo? Yeah,
Mr. Popo, the genie.
But versus Naruto, they did us right.
Yeah, they had some cool characters in Naruto.
Naruto, Killer B, is an example.
I couldn't stand Killer B, but the rest of them I liked.
Really? Oh wow! Like, I find Killer B fine, but you know, I know it's just stereotype.
Yeah, it was the yo. I'm like, oh man, like, you can't even be gangster, right? Nah.
Yeah, I understand that. But I just, you know, like, I feel like there just needs to be more of that. I know, like, it's growing now compared to what was like 10 years ago. And yeah, I just see like a broader future for us, and then like I see a broader future for diversity in general. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm
saying. I feel like with the way their manga is growing in the West, they're starting to see more the demographic of people that are reading and watching their content, and they've even opened the gates to doing international submissions and everything recently. So they're really starting to accept the fact that manga has transcended being something that's just Japanese. So they're trying to. You can see like the newer creators. Like if you look at My Hero, they have a few black characters, and they're not stereotypical. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, they're just good characters. So it's definitely coming.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I do agree. It's coming. So, I do see some in the Great Pretender is that example. Yeah. Have you watched that anime?
I'm not sure.
Watch it on Netflix. It's a great anime, but I don't know how into anime you're in now compared to.
Or honestly, it's gonna sound very weird, but
yeah,
I don't like reading manga. I mean, I will read it, but like normally I'll watch the anime, and then you know once I'm caught up, I'll go to the manga. Like that's what makes me want to buy the manga and read the manga, the anime first. Than the manga, because I want to see the differences. I want to see how much better or how much worse the story is. So things like that. Normally, I definitely start with anime first.
All right. Okay. True. A lot of people will say that the manga is better than the anime.
Yeah, more times than not, that's the case.
Yeah. So, I see your point. Not reading the manga and just watch anime, because you like visual, but you like moving visual, right? So
for me, it's not just the visual, it's mainly the visual, but it's also, you know, hearing the characters, seeing how they interact, because then when I read it, it like plays like a movie in my head versus me trying to imagine what Naruto sounds like, for example, or what this character sounds like. How does he scream this attack? You know, like I'm gonna read Kamehameha, I'm gonna read it just like that if I don't know how Goku says it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's more so it gives me the personality and helps me visualize it in my head better, and then it keeps my interest more.
Okay. All right. So I think my last question for you is, what is the future for you and Pulse Manga?
For me, I'm gonna keep creating. I'm just gonna keep creating, because that's what I do best. For Pulse as a whole, my first goal is to get it to where it's self-sustaining, meaning that I'm no longer funding it by myself, and all revenue coming in just goes into paying artists, paying creators, paying designers, you know, all that stuff. So that I no longer have to pay for it out of pocket. That's my first goal. That's more so my short term goal. I'd like to get it to be the equivalent of Shonen Jump in the West, but that's going to take a while.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Didn't you show some physical copies of?
Yes, all the physical copies will be available within the next couple months. We have issues 1 through 7 already printed through one company, but we're working on getting them up on Amazon because the company that we have them through right now, for international shipping, it's going to cost a lot. So I'd rather get it on Amazon so that they can buy it at a better price.
Nice. That's exciting for the fans out there. So support Paul's manga so it can be the next Shonen Jump.
Hey.
let me see. I was gonna ask you something else, but let me see. We can go on to the fun questions right now. So, what was your favorite anime, or is your favorite anime?
I've got a soft spot for One Piece. I really like One Piece. I'm not completely up to date. I stopped watching a while back, but that series, I want to say, is what inspired me to create Fallen Angel, even though it's like not a lot like it. Just the quirkiness, the seriousness, the character development, it really was, I was like, I want to do something like this. So One Piece it's got a special place in my heart. I also really like Black Clover. I know a lot of people don't like that, but I think it's Naruto done right for me.
I got something else for that one. I think it's Fairy Tale 2.0, in my opinion.
It could be looked at like that as well. I can see it. But for me, like if you actually look at it, the bare bones of the series is completely Naruto. An orphan boy, demon inside, wants to be the king of his area. It's all, and then the person he's rivals with is a genius, extremely gifted, dark hair, gets all the girls. Like, it's Naruto at the bare bones, and I feel like it tells a story better than Naruto did. So that's why I say it's Naruto done better.
I felt like My Hero Academia was more like Naruto from the start.
See, My Hero, because for me, I don't get a Naruto vibe, but that's also because I do. Aside from Pulse, I own a company called High Five Comics, where I write American style comics, and I'm well inversed into that kind of world too. And for me, I just feel like that was a Japanese take on the superhero world, and that's just how it felt for me. I don't really get a manga vibe from it. I get a comic book vibe, but it's better than Western comics to me.
I do somewhat agree. The creators did say that a lot of the characters are influenced by a lot of Marvel and DC characters, so yeah. So okay, all right, cool. Favorite anime character of all time, or you can name even three if you want to.
That's a hard one, because I really just love watching and reading. Well, not reading so much, but I do read a lot. I love I don't even know how to generalize it, because, you know, I love it in general. So it's like, more times than not, I'm gonna like an anime, as long as it's within the shonen genre. I may feel like the story is weak, or, you know, it's a little too kiddie or something like that, but I'm still generally gonna like it to an extent. So like, it's hard for me to pick out a favorite.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm gonna pick these three characters. All right, so Saitama, Goku, or Luffy.
If I had to pick out of them three, it's gonna be Goku, then Luffy, and Bald Dude ain't on the list at all. I don't like him.
Did you see the video game?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god!
I can't stand. Jeez. Like, I really don't like that series. That's one series I cannot get behind.
Wow.
No, it's just, you know, he literally just one punches everything. There's, you know what's coming. There's no suspense. There's no story build up. I get that it's a gag, but with the way it's drawn, yeah, and everything, like it should be, it should have something more than just punching something.
Yeah. I feel like it should have been like one season and a movie, yeah, in my opinion, not like three seasons. I know there's a third season coming, but I feel like the second season felt a little flat, in my opinion.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think I even made it through episode one.
I mean, it's not for everybody, so I understand.
I like Mob Psycho, though. That series.
That's a pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a
good
anime,
one. I don't get why he couldn't do that good with One Punch Man. I don't understand.
I guess it's just like a running gag. Like, So you did explain that you like hip hop. Who is your favorite artist in hip hop?
I don't actually listen to a lot of hip hop. It's more so R&B. So it would
R&B.
Be
go ahead,
Chris Brown and Trey Songz.
Ooh, okay. All right. That's cool. One word that best describes you.
Friendly.
Oh, okay. Nice. Any advice for upcoming, you know, publisher owners or artists, writers in general?
Just keep at it. You know, like when I started, I literally didn't know anything about manga. Like I decided I wanted to do it, and then I just dove into it. But I studied. That's how I really got into the world of anime and manga. I studied. I watched like every anime I could get my hands on, bought every manga I saw, and just studied the craft to understand how to go about it. And then when it came to publishing, I just really, that I winged, I'm not gonna lie to you. I winged it, and it just happened, I happened to figure it out along the way. And it's doable. Ooh. That's the most advice I can give, is it's doable. Like, everybody will think, looking at it, that it's like an impossible goal, and it's not. It's not easy, but it's not impossible. And if you stick to it, you surround yourself by people you can trust, a hardworking team, it's obtainable.
Okay. Great advice. Anybody you want to shout out?
Everybody at Pulse. I'm going to shout them all out. I want to shout out Saturday AM, Noir, Black Sands, Ansaru Go, all of them, all the publishers, the whole community. I love you all.
Nice. Good job, man. Go ahead and share your social media links, and
we got
go.
What is? I got all these saved in my notes. It's yeah. Don't even know. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm gonna do it for you. At Pulse Manga, or is it at Pulse Manga _
it's at
manga?
Pulse _ manga. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I'm not sure what the Facebook is, but I mean, if you go to our website, which is www.pulsemanga.com, all of our stuff is in there. You can click it and it'll take you to our Facebook, our Instagram, whatever it may be. So yeah, just go to pulsemanga.com.
All right. And you see their nice library on there. What other titles on Pulse Manga do you want to explain to the people?
I think about 14 titles right now that are up. We have more, but not all of them are announced or up yet. Let me open it up, because I'll read them too. I'll go off the list. So we have
Your title.
On the site, we have Angel. Title Fallen Angel. We have Devil's Contract, which is by one of our panel members, Shay Jones. We have Galaxy King, nice, by struggling artists. Galaxy King is a newer title we acquired. We got a series called Elements, really interesting. Crown of Ahara, which is one that I help edit. I've been helping him since day one, developing it and everything. We got Glow. Also on the site is a one shot for one of my titles called Hammerhead, which is being redone right now as a full blown series. We have a title called Blount. It's probably our most mature series. We try to edit it to keep it as PG as possible, but it's probably our most mature series.
And the last one is, so that's what an R, right? DeAndre.
That one.
Me? Hold on, you're. Yeah, I hear you now. Oh,
okay. We're here last.
All right. So you said, is it Blount? Blount. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, we got Blount, and then we have Requiem. All those titles just named off are left to right titles, which means they read from left to right. Our magazine is dual sided.
Okay.
So like, if you were to take a manga and a comic, just reading orientation wise, don't think of like the content within, and put them together at the back cover, that's what our magazine is. So we have titles that read from left to right, and then we have titles that read from right to left.
Right. Nice. So right to left is basically Race On,
Chroma, which is by Inupin.
Chroma.
Keys is Rona, that's one of my titles. The legendary Anuren. That's another panel member's title. His name is Martin. He's the one that puts all of our magazines together and helps with the layout and everything. He's a great help.
Man, that's dope.
Shout out to him. Shadowborn is another one of my titles. Commandments is it's one of the first titles we brought in. It's actually, I think, only one chapter's up right now. It had like 7, but the creator decided he was going to restart it because he said he just did it on a whim and he wanted to give it more attention. Then we have another one shot on here by another panel member and our chief editor. It's called Divine Retribution. And that's all of our titles, okay, I believe.
Nice. So are you acquiring any like submissions in the near future, or
we actually have a submission tab on our site that's always open. You can just, anybody wants to submit, they just go click, there's something you fill out, you get to attach the file you want to submit, there's a submission guidelines, everything in there. It's pretty self-explanatory. I tried to make sure that everything was like there so they didn't have any questions, but if anybody has questions, we do have another tab that's for contact us. If you have any questions, you can send your questions there, and we're usually pretty quick with getting back to people. So
okay, all right, you heard it from the owner here of Pulse Manga. Submissions are available now, just go on pulsemanga.com, and like he said, if you have any questions, go ahead and do that. So thank you, DeAndre.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you on this episode. I hope nothing but success in Pulse Manga and your future,
thank
man.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. I'm a huge fan, and keep doing what you're doing. All right. This ends the episode of Cool Concept Podcast. I am Mikal Miles, a.k.a. Dope Manga. And DeAndre this Mafia. Is of yes, Pulse sir. Manga. All right. And we are out.
As this podcast episode ends, I'd like to give a shout out to Gritty Vibes, All Ages of Geek, and Anime Motivations. Without you, this podcast wouldn't have any listeners. So thank you. We are now available on Instagram, Cool Concept Podcast PC, and we're also going to be on YouTube under my name, Mikael Miles. So we also are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, you name it, man. We're everywhere. So just keep listening to the Cool Concept Podcast and you'll be cool, right? All right. Peace, everybody.